Getting about 7 or 8 hours of sleep every night is essential to your overall health and wellness. But not getting enough due to disorders like sleep apnea can cause a series of health problems ranging from high blood pressure to excessive weight gain.
Sleep apnea is one of those conditions that can actually cause high blood pressure and even make high blood pressure worsen. This is especially true in people who might need more than one medication to regulate their blood pressure. They should be evaluated for sleep apnea, because if they have sleep apnea and it gets treated, it will often help to improve their blood pressure control.
High blood pressure is also a risk factor for heart disease, and new and ongoing research suggests there is a connection between heart disease and sleep apnea. Dr. Gillespie is an otolaryngologist at the UT Health and Science Center and says people who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea have a greater risk of developing heart disease.
If you look at heart risk, especially with sleep apnea, there's much more risk to the heart with obstructive sleep apnea. About 90% of all sleep apneas are obstructive sleep apnea. Obstructive sleep apnea is due to tissue in the throat collapsing during sleep. It causes gasping. It causes the oxygen to go down because the air can't reach the lungs. Because when the throat closes, when it's trying to breathe during sleep, the chest has to work harder to try to bring in air, and it puts a lot of stress on the heart.
The sleep disorder has many symptoms that can affect your mind and body, and that can have an adverse effect on your quality of life.
Obstructive sleep apnea causes blood pressure to go up. It causes strain on the heart and the vascular system. Also causes daytime sleepiness. So we know that people with obstructive sleep apnea have a much higher risk of motor vehicle accident or other accidents. So we really need to treat this to try to improve people's health and quality of life.
Dr. Gillespie says he urges patients to talk with their physicians about other ways to manage the sleep disorder if current treatments like continuous positive airway pressure are not working.
If you have sleep apnea and you've been diagnosed and you've tried CPAP and it's not working, I certainly urge you to either seek out the advice of your family doctor or a sleep specialist, because there are other treatments available.
Log on to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine's website at aasm.org and read more about sleep apnea. I'm Bernadette Davis.